这原因在进行定的阶段有分识还会升起，禅修者会掉入有分识，事实上这并不是涅槃。
To avoid dropping into Bhoyanga and to develop further, you need the help of the five controlling faculties of faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Sadha, Viriya, Sati, Samadhi, and Punya. To boost the mind and fix it on the Pratibhaga Nimitta. It takes effort to make the mind know the Pratibhaga Nimitta again and again. Mindfulness not to forget. Mindfulness not to forget the Pratibhaga Nimitta and wisdom to know the Pratibhaga Nimitta.
为了避免落入有分识以及更进一步的修习，您需要五根即性、精进、念、定及慧的帮助，以把心推向及固定在事项上。精进令心一再地知道事项，念不忘失事项，慧知道事项。
Jasana is a true and powerful making sun up the whole day. Similarly, at the anabana jhana stage, at the apana jhana stage, the jhana fetters are completely developed to full strength. For this reason, a yogi can stay in anabana jhana for a long time, taking the Pratibhaga Nimitta as the object, without falling into Bhoyanga. In this stage, complete absorption occurs without interruption for 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, etc. At that time, he cannot hear any sound. His mind will not go out to different objects. There will be nothing except the Pratibhaga Nimitta.
就像一位强壮有力的人可以整天站坐一样，同样的，在安止定的阶段，诸禅之完全发展成熟，因此禅修者可以长时间以事项为所缘而住于安止定，不掉入有分，在这阶段完全的安止产生，没有任何干扰，一或二或三小时等，在那时候他听不到任何声音，他的心不会飘到其他所缘，没有其他的东西除了事项。
Any question about this answer?
关于这答案有任何问题吗？
Then we will continue number three. Question three.
那么没有的话我们接下第三个问题。
Bhoyanga, they translated unconscious mind. But really, this is not unconscious mind. They think we do not know nothing.
有分是通常翻译或者解释，不明显的心，或者不清 unconscious mind, know nothing, 不知道什么。
Many yogis, they think they do not know nothing at that stage, in this stage.
在这阶段，许多禅修者，并不是不知道什么。
Westerners also translate this.Say that unconscious mind.
Who translate?
Westerners.
Westerners, 西方学者也翻译这有分识为unconscious mind.
啊 ，unconscious mind.
无意识的心啊。
This is Jada. We call this is Jada. Really, according to Buddha Abhidhamma, this is consciousness.
我们称为它是心。在阿毗达摩里面，它是心。
This consciousness do not know the present object.
这心不知道现在或者目前的所缘，现在的所缘，现在的所缘。
This consciousness knows the previous object in previous life in time of death.
这心知道过去生的过去所缘。
That object may be karma or karma nimitta or kati nimitta.
那所缘可以是业、业相或去相。
But many yogis understand this when they study dependent origination.
许多禅修者会了解他当他修缘起的时候。
According to Buddha Abhidhamma, there are two types of consciousness in brief.
在阿毗达摩里面，简单的说有两种心。
One is thought process.
一是心路。
Another is outside thought process.
第二，心路以外的。
Outside that process, Buddha is important one.
心路以外的有分事是其中重要的。
Thought process means here. If you see, then Chakudhara thought process. If you hear any sound, if you see any color, this is Chakudhara thought process.
心路的意思是，例如眼看到的时候，这是眼门心路；当你听到的时候，这是耳门心路。
If you hear any sound, this is Sotadhara thought process.
当你听到声音的时候，这是耳门心路。
If you smell any smell, this is called Ganadhara thought process.
当你嗅到什么嗅觉的时候，这就是嗅觉的心路。
If you know any taste, this is Jivadvara thought process.
当你尝到什么味道的时候，这是舌头舌门的心路。
If you know any tangible object, this is Gandhara thought process.
当你有任何触觉的时候，这是身门心路。
Thinking, meditating, etc. This consciousness are Manodhara thought process.
Meditating, thinking,
etc.
在禅修或者在想的时候，这是意门心路。
So there are altogether six types of thought process.
所以总共有六种心路。
Eye do thought process.
眼门心路。
Ear do thought process.
耳门心路。
Nose do thought process.
鼻门心路。
Tang do thought process.
舌门心路。
Tangible do.
Kaya. Kaya, body.
Body do thought process.
身门心路。
Mind do thought process.
和意门心路。
Altogether six do thought process.
一共有六门心路。
Except this six do thought process.
除了这六门心路之外。
Three types of consciousness are called outside thought process.
三种心事称为
This is Patisandhi consciousness, Bhunga consciousness, and Chuddhi consciousness.
这是结生事、死心还有有分事。
In one like the beginning consciousness, this is Bhunga really. The beginning Bhunga is called Patisandhi.
在最初的心称为有分事。
Last Bhunga is called Chuddhi.
最后的有分事称为死心。
Between Patisandhi and Chuddhi, if there is no any thought process, other than Bhunga Uga.
在结生事与心之间，如果没有任何心路的升起，那种心是称为有 有分事。
If you want to know more clearly, then you should practice.
如果你想更清楚地了解，请你修禅实践。
OK，
好吗？
Any question？
还有其他问题吗？
Question three。
第三个问题。
Under what kind of concentration or state can we decide that a meditation experience is upachara samadhi or apana samadhi？
如何判断在任何情况下是在何种情况下是静行定或安止定？
If there are many bhunga occurring very often in between concentration, then one can decide that this is upachara samadhi. But at that time, the nimitta must be pratibhaga nimitta. If one is able to be complete absorption for a long time successfully without interruption, again the same pratibhaga nimitta as object.Then one can decide that this is apana jhana stage.
如果在定之间常常出现有分事，那么禅修者可以确定这是静行定。不过那时候的禅相必须是事相。如果禅修者能够以同样的事相为所缘，持续不间断地长时间住于完全的安止中，那么禅修者可以确定这便是安止定的阶段。
How can one know that his mind is falling into bhunga? You may notice that at that time very often he was unconscious of the pratibhaga nimitta. Then he may know that this is bhunga.Sometimes there may be quick moments of thinking of external object except pratibhaga nimitta. But in apana jhana stage, these conditions cannot take place. There is only complete absorption successfully.
禅修者如何知道他的心落入有分事呢？他可以留意到，在那时候他常常不觉知事相。这样他可以知道这是有分事。有时候会有许多刹那想事相以外的所缘，不过在安止定的阶段这些情况不会发生，只有持续完全的安止发生。
Any question？
有任何问题吗？
We will goQuestion four.
我们现在第四个问题。
Is there upachara samadhi and apana samadhi at each level of the jhanas? What are their characteristics?
是否每一禅，初禅、第二、第三、第四禅，都有安止定和静行定？它们是怎么样的
？Let us suppose that.The jhanas are taking anapana pratibhaga nimitta as the object. Then there are four upachara samadhi and four apana samadhi. At each level of jhana, there is upachara samadhi and apana samadhi. All these upachara samadhi and apana samadhi take only the anapana pratibhaga nimitta as the object. Their objects are the same.There is no difference, but their power is different.
我们假设各个禅那都以安波念事相为所缘，那么就有四种静行定和四种安止定。在每一个禅那都有静行定和安止定，所有这些静行定与安止定都以安波念事相为所缘。他们的所缘是相同的，没有差别，不过他们的力量不同。
In Pajjana Upajjana stage, there are Pajjana Pedas. In the second Jhana Upajjana that jhana upajara state are also the same. But in the fourth jhana upajara state, there is no sukha. Only vidaka, vijara, upaka, and egagada are present. One taking the anabana nimitta as the object, the second upajara jhana fetters are more powerful than the first jhana upajara jhana fetters. The third upajara jhana fetters are more powerful than the second upajara jhana fetters. And the fourth upajara jhana fetters are more powerful than the third upajara jhana fetters.
在初禅的进行定有五禅之, 在第二禅的进行定, 与第三禅的进行定也一样, 但是在第四禅的进行定, 没有乐, 只有寻视, 舍和一境性, 当取安波念禅相为所缘, 第二禅进行定的诸禅之, 比初禅进行定的诸禅之, 更强而有力, 第三禅进行定的诸禅之, 比第二禅进行定的诸禅之更强而有力, 第四禅进行定的诸禅之, 比第三禅进行定的诸禅之更强而有力。
The first upajara jhana fetters can destroy kayika dukkha upajana, physical pain. Second upajara jhana fetters can destroy dhammasa upajana, mental suffering. But upajara jhana fetters can destroy kayika sukha vedana, physical pleasant feeling. Fourth upajara jhana fetters can destroy samanasa vedana, pleasant mental feeling or happiness. In this way, we can distinguish this upajara concentration, especially the fourth upajara jhana concentration state. At that stage, the breath is the subtlest. It nearly stops completely. The breath stops completely at the fourth anabana jhana stage.
初禅进行定的诸禅之能够消灭身苦受, 第二禅进行定的诸禅之能够消灭心苦受, 第三禅进行定的诸禅之能消灭身乐受, 第四禅进行定的诸禅之能够消灭心乐受。 以这样的方法, 我们能够区别这四种进行定, 尤其是第四禅的进行定, 在那阶段呼吸是最维系的, 几乎完全停止, 呼吸在第四禅安止定中完全的停止。
As for the differences among anabana jhana, we can distinguish them by looking at the jhana fetters. In the first jhana, five jhana fetters are present, vijaga, vichara, piti, sukha, and ekagata. In second jhana, three jhana fetters are present, piti, sukha, and ekagata. In the third jhana, two jhana fetters are present, sukha, and ekagata. In fourth jhana, two jhana fetters are present, upaka, and ekagata. By seeing the jhana fetters, we can say that this is first jhana, this is second jhana, this is third jhana, this is fourth jhana. But the concentration increases stage by stage. Fourth jhana concentration is higher than the other lower jhana concentration. Or if it is higher, then you should try and experience it yourself. Many yogis report that the fourth jhana is the best in quietness.
关于各种安止定的差别, 我们可以透过观察禅知来区别它们。 在初禅有五禅知, 寻视喜乐及一境性。 在第二禅有三禅知, 喜乐和一境性。 在第三禅有二禅知, 乐和一境性。 在第四禅有二禅之, 舍和一境性。 透过观察诸禅之, 我们可以说这是初禅, 这是第二禅, 这是第三禅, 这是第四禅。 定力一阶段一阶段地增强, 第四禅的定力比下面其他的各禅那的定力更高，怎么样的更高呢？您应该自己去尝试和体会。许多禅修者报告说，第四禅是最好最极静的。
Any question about this answer?
有任何问题吗？在修什么他的时候，他会以为to attain Nibbana one has to practice Vipassana. Why some yogi when practicing Samatha he will mistaken as Nibbana? Someone whopractice samatha meditation, he may mistaken it as nibbana. Why?
Because he has no general knowledge.
General knowledge. 因为他没有常
识。They do not understand thoroughly vipassana. What is vipassana? They do not understand thoroughly.
因为他不了解什么是vipassana，不彻底的了解。
They think vipassana is knowing everything.
Knowing everything.
Nothing. Everything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not. Not. 他以为毗婆舍那是标明一切法。
They do not understand paramattha nama paramattha rupa.
他们不了解真实名法真实色法。
Usually many yogis, they have no experience about abhidhamma.
通常许多禅修者没有阿毗达摩的知识。
They do not understand the seven purification.
他们不了解七清净。
16 vipassana jnana.
16观智。
So this is a problem.
所以这是一个问题。
Any question?
还有其他问题吗？
Then, question five.
Can Sayadaw explain briefly how is Upacara Samadhi for the four Apana?Samadhi. How is it? How is the Upacara Samadhi for each Apana Samadhi?
You have been explained.
我们已经解释了。第二禅了。Remember from first jhana to second jhana, in between have upacara samadhi. 这个进行是怎么样的 ？How is this upacara samadhi?
We had been explaining first jhana upacara, second jhana upacara.
我们已经说明了。
third jhana upacara, fourth jhana upacara. So before first jhana.Yes, also Upacara Samadhi, neighborhood Samadhi of Fajjana. After Fajjana, if you want to go to second jhana, then you must pay attention. Suppose you are trying Anabana. Anabana Brivaga Nimeda only. On that Anabana Brivaga Nimeda, if you can concentrate, then that concentration is also called Upacara.
this question is, what is the function of Upachara Samadhi?
Functions are not so much different. Samadhi function, jhana samadhi function, eh? Upachara jhana samadhi function, no much different. They can concentration only.
他们的作用没有什么差别啦。
One point next only.
他们的定力不一样。
In this case, suppose you are trying anapana. So, upachara samadhi also, upachara samadhi object also, anapana parivaga nimitta. Jhana object, and jhana concentration object also, anapana parivaga nimitta.
比如在安波念进行定的所缘是思想，禅那的所缘也是思想，同样的是所缘是思想。
But Pajjana Upachara concentration can destroy the 500 sets.
说在初禅的进行定可以降伏五盖。
But second Upachara jhana concentration cannot destroy Udaka Uchara. Only second Abhana jhana can destroy Udaka Uchara.
不过在第二禅的进行定，它无法去除寻次， 只有第二禅的安止定才能够去除寻次。
So we do not distinguish.
我们不以去除禅智来区别他们。
So Buddha taught in one yamaka. Yamaka means in one book of Abhidhamma.
所以佛陀在双论中，就是阿毗达摩的其中一部说。
So Pajjana Upachara Pat Upachara Jhana Vedas can destroy Kaika Dukkha Urana, physical pain.
初禅的进行定的禅智可以。
Second Upachara Jhana Vedas can destroy Dhammanasa Urana.
可以去除生苦受。 初禅的进行定的助禅师能够消灭生苦受。
Dhammanasa Urana is middle suffering. Tat Upachara Jhana Vedas can destroy Kayika Sukha Urana, physical pleasant feeling.
第二禅的进行定的助禅师能消灭辛苦受。 第三禅进行定的助禅师能消灭生乐受。
Fourth Upachara Jhana Vedas can destroy Somnasa Urana, pleasant mental feeling or happiness.
第四禅进行定的助禅智能消灭心乐受。
In this way, we can distinguish this Upachara concentration.
以这样的方式，我们来区别这四种进行定。
This is their function. Hmm?
Yes, please. Okay. 满意吗？
Then, question 5.
第五个问题。
Under what conditions would a yogi drop or regress from anapana to upachara concentration? Under what conditions will a yogi in upachara concentration attain apana jhana concentration?
在何种情况下禅修者会从 安止定退入进行定，何种情况下是进行定进入安止定？
If the yogi does not respect his meditation practice, but respects external objects except the anapana parivaga nimitta or any parivaga nimitta, then many hindrances nirvanas will occur. Many thinking that are dependent upon sensual pleasure will occur. Many thinking that are dependent upon hatred will occur. These are Ayanisha Manasikara. These different objects will decrease the concentration because Kusala Dhamma and Akusala Dhamma are all